Let's open our Bibles this morning to a very, very well-known portion, which we find in Genesis chapter 2.
Sivula amaBhayibheli ethu ekuseni nje encwadini ejwayelekile siyithola encwadini kaGenesis isahluko sesibili.
God's word is wonderful. We never will fathom the depth and the height of it.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyisimanga ngeke size siqonde ububanzi ngisho nokujula kwalo.
Now I won't read all the verses, but I'll just read maybe three and then maybe later look at others.
Angizufunda wonke amaverse, ngizocaphuna nje mhlawumbe amathathu kodwa sibuye siwabukeze ukuhambeni kwesikhathi.
Let us pray.
Ake sithande.
Lord, may we experience this word as your children experienced it that day.
Nkosi, kwangathi singayizwela lelizwi ngaleyo ndlela Nkosi abalizwa ngayo abantwana bakho ngaleso sikhathi.
Amen.
Amen.
After these events, God tested and proved Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Chapter 22, verse 1.
Oh, isahluko sika 22, verse 1.
Sorry. Abraham, God spoke to Abraham and test and prove Abraham. And Abraham answered, here am I.
So, le verse lokuqala, kwathi emva kwalezo zinto, uNkulunkulu wamvivinya u-Abraham, wathi kuye, Abraham, yena wathi, ngilapha.
God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love. Go to the region of Moriah. Offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
Wayesethi, thatha manje indodana yakho eyodwa oyithandayo u-Isaka, uye ezweni laseMoriah, unikele khona ngaye, abe ngumnikelo wokushiswa entabeni ethile engiza kukutshela yona.
So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and then he began the trip to the place of which God had told him.
U-Abraham wavuka ekuseni wabophela imbongolo yakhe, wathatha ezimbili ezincikwini zakhe no-Isaka indodana yakhe, wacanda izinkuni zomnikelo ukuza kushiswa, wasuka waya endaweni uNkulunkulu abemtshele yona.
I don't think any one of us can really understand what went through Abraham's mind and heart.
Angiboni ukuthi phakathi kwethu khona ongakubamba akuqonde lokhu okwakwenza ngalesikhathi emqondweni ka-Abraham.
We don't read anything about it, but we only read of what God was doing and how his child listened to God.
Akukho esikulotshelwe ngakho esikutholayo nje yilokhu uNkulunkulu ebekwenza nangendlela lo mntwana wakhe u-Abraham ebethatha ngayo.
But the previous chapter, now that's where I want to start. The Bible says God visited
Sarah.
Amazing. Amazing. I think, if I'm not wrong, it's the first time we hear that God visited Sarah in this way. God always visited Abraham. As he sat under the tree, he said, how can I hide anything from a friend? But the Bible says, God, the Lord visited Sarah.
Kodwa lana kuthiwa uNkulunkulu wamvakashela uSarah.
You know, that visit changed her life.
Lokho kuhanjelwa uNkulunkulu kwayiguqula impilo
yakhe. Her life was never the same again.
Impilo yakhe ayiphindanga yafana nakuqala.
Because God visited her.
Ngoba wahanjelwa uNkulunkulu.
And then I thought, Dietmar, does God visit you? And how will he visit me? Now, I hope I'm not going to be too long, but there's a story of, we called Father Martin. He was an old man, and the Lord came one night and said, I'm going to visit you. Early the morning, he prepared his house because he said, it was Christmas Day, the Lord is going to visit me. And he sat by the window, expecting the Lord to come. And after a long time, he got tired. And then he saw an old man sweeping the streets. And he felt sorry for him. And he called him in and said, come, I'll give you something to drink. It's so cold outside, it's winter.
That
old man was so thankful. And then he saw suddenly a young lady with a small child. And this old man felt sorry for and pitied that little child. And so he opened the door and said to the lady, come in. And he saw this child had no shoes. And he looked around and he found some for this little child. And so there were quite a few visitors that day, which he invited to come in. And when it came to the end of that day, he was very, very despondent. Am Ende war das Ende. Der Herr hat gesagt, ich werde dich besuchen. Aber der Herr ist nicht gekommen. And he was very downcast. Was ist traurig? He was sorry. And you know, and he said, Lord, you promised me, you'll visit me, but you haven't come. And then suddenly the whole room lit up. And all those people that had visited him came in. And that little child went to the Bible, opened the Bible, and pointed to that verse where the Lord says, what you've done to the least of mine, you've done to me. That's how the Lord visited him. And that's the danger, that we don't experience that because we don't recognize him. And I said, Lord, may you visit me, because your visitation will change my life for the better. And he comes in ways that you and I least, but least expect. Maybe
it
comes to a person which you think is a problem. This person is a problem. Why? Just a pain. And the Lord's maybe visiting you. Think a bit in your life. Think. Just don't cast it off. Now I had to say, what an experience for Sarah. With all her mistakes, she had not lied so long ago. But for the Lord, his work his promise was far above that what humans are.
Kota enkunkulunkulu umsebenzi wakhe nezethembiso zakhe zasiphakeme kakhulu kunalokho abantu abayikhona.
We would maybe say, oh, so and so, oh no, look at that, he does this and he does that.
Sina mhlambe sokhomba amabala sithi awungeka kuhambi kahle.
But the Lord sees it different.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu yena ukubona ngendlela ehlukile.
And you know, he never chastised Sarah. Think of it. He never chastises a man, you are foolish woman. What? Look at what. You never believed what I said. You even laughed. He, the Lord, ignored all that and said, Sarah, you are blessed.
Akamchezisanga uSarah ethi awena wesifazane oyisula. Buka ukholwa lento engikutshela yona. Phezu kwalokho uyahleka.
The devil wants to destroy God's work through mistakes that his people make.
Satan yena uthanda ukuthi awuchithe umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngamaphutha enziwa
abantu. And I don't want to say the wrong thing, that we can just delve and do what we think, even with wrong, that's out. We can't carry on sinning. And what we are not allowed to. But God is above all.
Angifuna ukukhuluma ongayikhona kodwa asimele ukuthi siqhubeke nje senze noma yini singene ezonweni futhi asivunyele ukona kodwa uNkulunkulu yena ungaphezulu kwakho konke.
Zechariah on the other side was also, him and Elizabeth were promised a child.
Zechariah nomkakhe Elizabeth nabo futhi bathenjiswa ingane.
And we know what happened. Zechariah was, so to say, punished for the wrong that he did. Wrong in a sense that he didn't recognize what the Lord was really doing. And God didn't allow and let him through with it. And so, if God visits us, let us be obedient. Let us be obedient. We don't know the consequences of our actions. And woe if we don't recognize him. It's so easy. You hear things where others speak. You make your own assumptions because people talk. Where there are people, they talk. In your homes, wherever it is, they like talking.
Ngoba siyokhuluma izinto sizithathele thina ngokuzwa indlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo ngoba phela abantu bayakhuluma.
And Paul says, I am convinced and sure of this very thing. I'm convinced and sure of this very thing.
Uthi Paul nginesiqinisekiso ngalokhu.
That he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ.
Ukuthi lo oqalile umsebenzi omuhle kini uyakuqhubeka kuze kube lusuku luka Jesu Christ.
Developing and perfecting,
ekhulisa ephelelisa,
and bringing it to full completion in you.
Ekugcwalisa lokho akwenza kini.
That's Paul says, I'm confident.
Uthi Paul nginesiqinisekiso ngalokho.
And may we have that confidence that we trust the Lord. That which he began, that he will bring it to fulfillment. And when Sarah was visited by the Lord, her life never was the same again. At was totally changed. We can imagine waiting so many years, being an old lady, what went through her when she experienced God's promise.
Ngicabanga selinde iminyaka eminingi kangaka eseyisalukazi esidala ukuthi kwenzakalani enhlizweni yakhe lapho esebona isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu.
And maybe you've been sitting on these benches many, many, many years.
Mhlawumbe usuhlalile kuwo lamabhentshi iminyaka ngeminyaka.
And let me tell you, you'll never change if God doesn't visit you and me through His Word.
Ake ngikutshele lokhu, impilo yakho ngeke iziguquke ngaphandle ukuthi uNkulunkulu asivakashele mina nawe.
And so let us cry when we prepare ourselves to go to God's Word, to church, or when I read God's Word, that I prepare myself and then I cry and say, Lord, please visit me. And you know when He does, there's something that happens inside.
And now,
which was far from her, suddenly was so close to her and in her.
And that's
how when the Lord Jesus comes, the same. If He's born in our life, it's the same thing. And Sarah could not be the same again. How can you be the same if you've had a child? Ask the mothers. Their life changes. They can't do anything more what they want. They can't go where they want. It's a drastic change.
But
when they experience this blessing, it could be that this child became, must I say, all important or very important in their lives. And maybe even in their lives, so much revolved around this child now. If you receive the Christ child, everything should revolve around that child. When you start making right your life and that Christ child comes, it cannot be the same again. And give Him an opportunity. Give Him the chance in your life. You are here for that. But suddenly, that which was so important to this couple suddenly, the Lord comes and He crosses their lives. Maybe just to show them and to prove, is He really God in their lives? And that's why we read in the next chapter, the Bible says, God wanted to see now, having received this blessing, having received such a great gift, what was more important in their lives? And God now speaks to Abraham. He doesn't speak to Sarah, but He speaks to the man, the head of the home. You know, and I marvel, we don't hear anything that Abraham even speaks to his wife about this. But if I look at it and read, he must have hid it from her eyes. And I thought, maybe Sarah would never have been able to carry this load. God may, and our Father in heaven must have seen he would have broken her heart. And that she would never maybe have gone through with it. But God knew Abraham. And he knew he will do it. You know, I read one day, Martin Luther said, he experienced many things in his life, and we know how difficult they were. We who know a bit about the Reformation and read about it, it was often so difficult for him. Even death hang over him. But you know, Martin said, what Paul went through and what Paul experienced and what he had to be baptized with, he says, I would never have been able to carry that. And so, in our own lives, we go through things, and then we think, but never, I can't, it's impossible. But when you're on the other side, you think, how did I make it?
But
hold on to God's word, who says, you'll never be tempted or tried. Never, he says, above what you can carry. So what you can carry, he saw you fit to do it. So God tests us, and may we found to be faithful. Even like Job, where the devil had a go at him, but was found faithful. A nail, you know a nail? Would certainly question the value of a hammer. To the nail, the hammer is a cruel instrument. But what it does not see that with each blow it bites deeper and deeper into the wood to hold it more effectively.
Kodwa isipikile asibona siqonde ukuthi ngaso isando siloko sishaya njalo uma sisishayile sisishonisa phansi senza ukuthi sibambelele
elangweni. The nail must say, oof, it's hard. Why? And next blow suddenly. Why? But that blow drives it deeper into that plank.
Njalo isipikile masishaya isando, siba nokukhala ukuthi hawu kubuhlungu kodwa ngani. Khona njalo uma sishaywa, senza ukuthi sigxile sibambelele eplangweni.
Without the hammer, the nail would be not effective.
Ngaphandle kwesando, umsebenzi wesipikile awukho.
Do you understand?
Yaqonda lo.
Do you understand?
Yaqonda na.
That we go through things so that we go deeper in the Lord. We might experience blows, and it hurts. It does hurt. But you know, it only drives it deeper and closer to the Lord.
uyaqonda yena ukuthi singena ezimeni ezinzima ukuze sisondeze enkosini noma zibhlungu kodwa inhloso ukuthi sisondele sijule enkosini.
And suddenly the hammer is the blessing.
Kuphazime ekugcineni uyabona ukuthi isando lesi sibe isibusiso.
It's not always the same. We must agree.
Kumele sivume akunjalo ngazo zonke izikhathi.
But the most dangerous part in our lives and our spiritual lives is when we are blessed. Not when it's difficult. When we are on our knees.
Kodwa sona sikhathi esiyingozi empilweni zethu. Akukhona lapho kulukhuni kuyilapho sibusiseka.
These days a businessman phoned me.
Kulezi insungu ashayela usomabhizinisi.
He told me how he experienced in his family how his brother-in-law who was 52 had passed away the night before.
Engichazela ubunzima obhene nabo umndenini usibalo wakho bena 52 eshonile ngobusuku bangayizwa.
But then he said to me, he says, Dietmar, you know, it's so wrong of us when we are in trouble, when it's so difficult. He says, then we cry to the Lord.
Why said to him, kodwa malume imbi lento ngathi bantu ukuthi uma ngabe sesisebunzimeni kuyilapho ke siyithola sesikhale enkosini.
But when everything is going well,
kodwa uma kuhamba kahle,
we don't react the same way.
Asenzi njengaleyo.
And we don't go to the Lord.
Asiye enkosini.
Because then we think we can do the things ourselves.
Ngoba sibona sengathi thina
singazenzela. Till we reach a point where suddenly something maybe stops and says, and friends, it shouldn't really be like that in our lives. Should it? Should it? Shouldn't we ask and be obedient to the Lord at all times?
Bengafanele sihlobo kube kube njalo empilweni zethu. Bengafanele yena uthi njalo ngesikhathi zonke simlalele uNkulunkulu sinxusa kuyena.
Now God says, Abraham, and he said, here I am.
Nkulunkulu uthi Abraham enuthi ngilapha.
Children, you know, young people, learn and never take it for granted that you've got parents who you've got to be obedient to.
Bantwana, bantu abasha, kufundeni lokho. Futhi ningakuthathi kalulu ukuthi unabazali odinga ukuthi ubathobele.
If you ask me, maybe because I see it in that way, Abraham must have been a different child.
Uma mina ngibuka ngibona sengathi Abraham lona wayeyumntwana ohlukile.
Mary was recognized by the Lord because of the life maybe she had lived.
UNkulunkulu wamphawula uMaria mhlawumbe ngenxa yempilo ayiphilayo.
And if you want to be something and become something which God can use, remember, God also sees the cry of your heart.
Uma ufuna ukuba okuthize, uNkulunkulu akusebenzise, khumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyabona ukukhala kwenhliziyo yakho.
Now Abraham was told, take your only son.
Abraham watshelwa ukuthi thatha indodana yakho eyodwa.
He would never have chosen that, would you? Would you?
Bengakaza ukukhetha yena
lo. If you look at your life, there are instances which were maybe out of your control. And you say, I would never have chosen that.
But
when you find yourself in that, give yourself to it.
But
many times, Christians bring their own sacrifice. King David wanted to build a house for God. And his whole heart was in it. And it brought joy to him. And then suddenly God says, David, that's not for you.
Imthokozisa imjabulisa lento kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi kuye David.
Sarah was, so to say, found that she could just receive the news of this child that would be born. That's what God had for her.
Sarena, where was Guguzanje, Indaba Zalumtuan, Bezuzalo, you can never condemn it.
There where God has put you and me, be faithful. God has seen that you can do it. God saw that through it, that nail will go deeper. And so stop to murmur. Stop to complain. Give yourself over to the Creator and the Maker of it all.
Zinikele kumdali wezinto zonke.
But the danger is that we, you and I, we feel we should do something. And that's why I'm so happy Uncle Friedel is here, and I don't think he'll ever remember this. I was here
well,
a year or two at the mission. And I think there were some people going to my parents' home. And I loved my parents. I always tried to visit them those years. And enough of my heart I felt, Dietmar, that's what I felt. Don't go. Now, immediately my reaction is, I must be obedient. But then I felt, let me go to Uncle Friedel. And I spoke to him. And you know what he said to me? He says, Dietmar, go. And you know what joy it brought to my heart? That I remember it to a small little thing, but I remember it to this day.
So it's
dangerous. When I stand and I look at myself and I listen to myself and I think it's God. The people usually with the hardest head listen. Usually the people with the hardest head are the ones that choose their own obedience. You understand? Usually the people that's got the hardest head, they've got always their own ideas and plans. And they think, I'm sorry to say, they think it's from God. But you know, I've learned to ask ukubuza akubizi ukucela akubizi kodwa angikwenzi ngiweza nje ngihlafaza ehlathini ngithi ngilandela uNkulunkulu ngilandela uNkulunkulu.
To ask, it's cheap, it's not expensive, but I don't do it. I just do my own things there in the bush, and I claim to be following God.
And you know, then when you don't want to ask for advice, then when you don't think it's necessary, you've heard God speaking to you, you know, maybe, then it's the most dangerous. Korah and his friends reacted and says, but God speaks to us also, not only through Moses. And God has given us parents, spiritual parents, to help us to grow. And God uses them also.
You think maybe you're too clever.
Uye kumvumisi wakho usene plan lakho.
You go to your counselor and you've already got a pre-made plan.
Uyazi wena enhlizweni ukuthi ufunani.
You know already in your heart what you want as an outcome.
Impumelelo yale nkulumo fanele ibheke phi.
And you know what's the desired outcome of that what you're going for to your counselor.
Uyayibeka indaba yakho kahle, uyayicweca futhi, ha? Uyayicwecwa kahle kahle awumvumisi aw kisho uzokuzwa mangibeka kanje.
And you go to your counselor and you try and put your story nicely, you make it in the way that your counselor will understand you.
And then uzwa khona lapho ayi lendaba akuzwakali kubona.
And then you'll feel that now this story of mine doesn't make sense.
Bayazi ngempela bayamazi uNkulunkulu.
And then you say, do you really know God?
Ngampela, ngampela. Ngoba ngizwile uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nami.
He said, do they really know God? Because I felt God. I heard him speaking to me.
God speaks to you when it goes according to your will, isn't it? Huh?
When uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, uma
kungokwentando yakhe. He speaks to you because it goes according to your hard head. And you want it. And now it's God.
Uthi uNkulunkulu ekhulumile ngoba
God goes against your total grain nature. He cuts across it. Then you can say, it's God.
Unkulunkulu yena ukhuluma okuphambene nemvelo yakho nokucabanga kwakho. Uma kunjalo ke ungasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
And then you leave mfundisi, and then you leave so and so, and you go back and say, ah, I'm happy. Now I can do what I want. And I was told it's all right. In the meantime, you are a liar. You were never told. Maybe you got the answer. Oh, yes. Yeah, I hear. Yes. Yes. And then you go and you say, the answer is yes. And it never was. What must the person say then if you come with your plans and your preconceived ideas? You don't come to the Lord waiting and expecting what he will tell you.
Bese suyasuka ke lapho mhlawumbe ubukhuluma naye umfundisi uthe oh ngiyezwa bese wena usutshela abanye ukuthi uthe yebo uzothina uma ngabe wena uzizela ngento yakho iplan lakho lenzile.
And then you do it.
Bese uyayenza ke leyo nto yakho.
Maybe even here at the mission. You do things, you build things and whatever, and you think, well, I've got the blessing. In the meantime, it's your own blessing. And then you say,
and because it's your own mind, then things don't go well for you, and you say, well, I'm an unfortunate person. It's because of your doing.
A big danger in the church today is do it my way. And then use the excuse, God has spoken. You know, if God has spoken to you and me, before you even go with the message, it'll be seen God has visited you. Believe that. Believe that.
Umunkulunkulu ekhulumile nami nawe, phambi ukuthi udlulise ngisho lo mbiko, kuzobonakala, kuzoba nempawu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile
nami. If you would have asked me, Dietmar, can you take the service on today? Where's Esther? Well, if Esther knows what I said. Because we need to. And then I thought, no. I just took it the other day. And I wanted to evade the issue. And I pushed it as far away from me as possible. When God works, He works across the very grain and nature of our life. What you know, what you've learned, He often crosses that, puts a cross through it.
Munkulunkulu esebenza kaningi uphambana nokwethu uqonda nokwazi kwethu nesifundile avale
lo. Now these days I show a lot of visitors around.
Lezinsuku ngiyakhombisa ivashe iningi la emishini.
I love it.
Ngiyakuthanda lokho.
It's a blessing. You don't have to preach to the people. When they see what God is doing. But you don't even see it. It's a burden. It's a real burden for you. You know, when Mfundisi felt he should start a kwele. You and I maybe don't know everything. But what he had to go through to the fruition of what we see today, I don't think it was easy.
He was all alone.
People questioned. Mostly people questioned. You think it's right? Do you think you should do it? And now we go to him with our own signed plans. You think it's right?
Plan.
And then akhambi njengokucabanga kwami.
And it doesn't go according to
and
my thinking.
And I'm not prepared to put myself on the altar and say, Lord, you know best. But when God works, He trots across what I feel and how I see things. And that's the danger, that I can go against what God is doing. And why do I say that? How long, let me ask you, how long haven't you listened to God's word here? When last did you open your heart and get out all that rotten thing in you?
That's
an obedience that you don't have to doubt or even ask. Because you know quite well what's in your heart. You don't have to waste time. Like Abraham got up and he listened. You get up and listen because you don't know. You don't know when that door is closed. But you sit and you sit and you've got this thing in your heart. And you've got it and you know and you carry it.
Maybe
you doubt even what Mfundisi is doing or his children are doing. You doubt, you put a question mark behind it and you sit with that in your heart. A young girl, you know why you don't get free? Because you don't open your heart. You don't come out with that rotten thing that's been troubling you. You are like that man who stole a cow and a rope. And when he got converted, he went back to the farmer and he said, Sir, I want to confess my sin. You know what? I stole a rope out of your shed. And you haven't confessed the cow. You haven't confessed the cow. That's why maybe your parents have sent you here. Maybe they even know what that cow is. But you've got to open up. You've got to be obedient when the Lord speaks to you. You know, and let me tell you, when you get rid of that cow which has been burdening in you, that sin, you will be a totally, totally different person. You know, and it's amazing. You think nobody knows about that cow in your life. But, you know, you'll be surprised maybe. Who knows about that cow and why don't you bring it? So easy. Why don't you bring it? You know what? You just got to sit and say, Lord, I've done this thing in my life. Please forgive me.
Ungamangala futhi uthi baningi kangakanani abantu abaziyo ngale yonkomo yakho kodwa wena uyilethe okululu ukuthi uze uhlale phansi ukhulume ucele into ethelele.
There was a very rich father.
Ukhonobaba othize wayekhe.
He had an only daughter.
Enendodakaze yodwa.
And their parents loved this child.
Abazali bebeyithanda
lenga. That was the only child they had, like Abraham and Isaac. Abraham and Sarah, they also just had one daughter. And they did everything for their child. They got her what she wanted. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. You've got to decide. But this child was a sunshine in the house. She had such a happy nature. When she came, the parents were, so to say, different. What burdened them suddenly with this child, the sun shone.
But
after having finished school, one day she went to a youth conference. And she attended that conference. You know, and God spoke to her. And suddenly she saw her own sin. And where the parents maybe thought she was such a good child, which especially the mothers think. And they like to sometimes speak about their good children. But you know, when the Lord comes, that good child sees how wrong she was. And God visited her. And in that situation, suddenly she felt a calling to go to China. It's something which she hadn't imagined. She thought, it can't be. But you know, God didn't let go. And at the end, she decided, I must do it. So she went to the father. He said, Father, Dad, God has called me.
Ubaba,
nganyathandeka abafana bayahlupa bahlupa kabi into umfana kodwa ubaba bayithandaba indodakazi yakhe.
The father almost had an heart attack, his only beloved daughter. We know how fathers love their daughters. And I can also see the boys are troublesome. We love the girls. The fathers love their daughters.
And that's maybe the downfall of fathers, huh? Nico, you only, you got two girls, Nico, two boys, so you're balanced. I'm unbalanced. So, yeah. So he said, no, my child, that can't be God. And the father said, my child, we can give you everything. Even if you want to open a mission station here in our country, you can. I'll give you whatever you need. And he was devastated. Think of Abraham. What would have gone through his mind and heart? And at the end, the father said, my child, you cannot go. And the child cried. And the father said, you can cry, but I'm your father, you cannot go. And after a few weeks, suddenly this child became sick. My great grandfather came as a missionary. He was, I think, the only son, Mama. He was the only son in the family. He would have inherited the farm. And his father was on the sick bed. And when God worked in the revival, he went to the father and said, Father, God is sending me to Africa. And the father said, no ways, you're not going. After a few, some time he went back to his father and said, Father, God is sending me. You know, that old man cried. And he said, my son, you can go. I don't want to stand one day before God. And God says, you stopped your child from saving souls in Africa. And this child became worse. And at the end, the parents didn't know what to do, so they took her to hospital. And when they got there, she had to stay over. They went back home. It didn't take long, the phone rang. They got the message. The daughter is no more. He wanted to save it. He wanted to keep it. He wanted to hold it for himself. And he lost it. Lose your own ideas, your own plans, and you'll get much better ones. And the angel, verse 15 of the Lord, called to Abraham from heaven a second time, and he said, I've sworn by myself, says the Lord, that since you have done this and have not withheld or begrudged giving me your son, your only son, in blessing, I will bless you.
Ngizifungile usho Jehova ukuthi njengoba ukwenzile lokhu ungagodlanga indodana yakho eyodwa ngiyakubusisa nokubusisa.
God has called us. God has called each and every one of us. Will we withhold? Imagine, and I like to end, imagine Abraham for 3 days on the road with his son. He must often have looked at him and said, hey, maybe I'll see him for the last time. What didn't go through his heart and mind? I don't think he slept at night. He loved the son, which he was promised. This is what something which he had received. God had given. You know, and the danger is, if we don't understand something, we don't do it. It wasn't easy. And that's why I said in the beginning, I don't think we can fathom what Abraham went through. But let us learn, if we are faithful to the end, even through these times, through whatever it is, and we don't give in to sin, the Bible says, I'll bless you with those blessings. I think Abraham, when he put his hair down, he must have sweated. He must have sweated. It maybe was, humanly speaking, nearly impossible. And after he had done what God asked him to do, can you imagine going back home? I'd like to say it took him 3 days to the Mount Moriah. But I'd like to add, I think it took him 1 day home. He must have ran. And again, maybe he didn't even sleep because of that joy, the overwhelming thankfulness that was in his heart.
You
and I aren't thankful. We don't even know what it says to say thank you. Your children can't even say thank you to you as a parent. But the thankfulness and appreciation of Abram was unexplainable. And that is when you're obedient. That is when you go through with something which other people even questioned. But you and the Lord's servant stood. If other people would have known about Abraham, he would have been the worst person on this world. That's why you can't tell many things to people, because they'll think maybe you're mad. But imagine, when you've made right that rotten thing which is stinking in your life, and you've held it up, and you've held it up, and you've held it up. Imagine when you bring that. Imagine when you bring that. And maybe you say, yeah, I do confess my sin. But imagine when the Lord visits you. Imagine it, but he doesn't. Does he speak to you? Does he really speak to you that it touches you within? This morning I spoke to my daughters. I've only got daughters. And I said, my children, you are a gift from God. We couldn't have children, but you're a gift, and you belong to God. Now I expect of you that God visits you and you tell me what God has said to you about your lives.
And I said
to them, are you just here at the mission just and work at the mission because it's done? Is that what you've been called for? Just to live like any other children? I said, I don't believe that. God needs to work in your lives. You need to hear His calling. You need to hear His calling. You hear that, children? Maybe God has spoken to you. And you withhold Him from giving your life in the service of God. At home, you live a different lives. And it's often difficult, maybe, to go through with God. May you hear God, and may your answer be today, here I am. Now I'll ask Uncle Friedel just to close for us. If you say something, I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
Your word says, everything works together for good to them that love the Lord.
So often
we don't understand with our mind. But it is good to submit and to bow as we have heard today. May we have an ear to hear and an obedient heart. Things come our way or things happen and we ask for grace to submit to thy will, that thy will may be done in our lives as it is done in heaven.
Izinto ziyenzeka empilweni zethu sehlelwa izimo kodwa sikhulekela umusa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sithobe sithi mayenziwe intando yakho empilweni zethu njoba yenziwe ezulwini.
That we always remember that thy ways are far higher and greater than our ways.
And we
worship and praise
thee
that thou art in control of everything.
We have
submitted to thee and we know it's the responsibility of thee to lead and to guide us. Grant us an obedient heart.
Sizinikele kuwe futhi siyazi ukuthi kumsebenzi wakho ukuba usihole usihambele phambili ngakho siyacela siphe inhliziyo elalelayo.
Amen.
Amen.